Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called The Bluebird Experience. The sky was dark blue stretching over a perfect mountain range above the quaint village of Coniston. I was sitting at the toe of the Old Man of Coniston, which just happens to be a pub, the Black Bull, sipping a smooth golden pint of Bluebird Ale. It was a very different scene from what I'd just experienced. I'd been on the lake viewing a scene that had happened 30 years earlier. It was the 4th of January 1967 and Donald Camel was racing down the lake. He was attempting to break his own water speed record of 267 miles per hour. He opened at the throttle and the boat cruised along the measured mile at 298 miles per hour. He'd completed the first run. But to gain the official stamp, he would have to return back at the lake at the same speed. Without hesitation, Donald swung the boat around, deciding for the first time not to refuel after the north-south run. He opened up the throttle and headed back at the lake. He reached the first marker at 328 miles per hour, a speed not even repeated to this day. He said, "Pitching a bit down here. Probably from my own wash, straightening up now on track, rather close to Peel Island, tramping like mad, full power, tramping like hell. I can't see much, and the water's getting very bad indeed. Can't get over the top. I'm getting a lot of bloody row in here, I can't see anything. I've got the bows up, I'm going, oh!" And the boat somersaulted back into the lake, killing Donald and his dreams instantly. The cause of the crash has been attributed to Donald not waiting to refuel after doing a first run, hence the boat being lighter and the wash from the first run not having time to flatten. Now there are loads of ideas and thoughts you can get from this story, but back in the pub I sipped my ale and I wondered, what had been going through Donald's mind as he flung the boat back around without stopping? Had he considered the risks versus the benefits associated with this action? And if he hadn't considered this, would he have made a different decision if he had? Then a self-realisation hit me. How often do I fail to consider the risk-benefit case of my actions? You know, what about that risky overtake I did or that impulsive comment I made? How often, before I take action, do I give myself those precious seconds to consider the risks I'm about to accept? I shuddered. Do you? Till next week, consider your actions. David Gardner signing off.